Hi, hey April. It's about 1:30 in the morning, Christmas Day. I'm gonna send you this tape tomorrow, the 26th. It's your Christmas tape and your New Year's tape. So have a Merry Christmas, have a Happy New Year. I hope it didn't cut off any of the Jingle Cats. It's gonna start it out. Okay, see ya.
It's recording. Was that awesome or what? Hey buddy, what's going on? Not a whole lot is going on here, just kind of hanging out. I've got another half an hour and then I'm supposed to go into town and get my checkup on my wisdom teeth. I just spit out my stitches. It's pretty sweet. Let's see. Today was pretty fun. I went to class today. Yesterday I ditched out. I probably told you that already. But reached out, didn't feel like going to class basically. I was such a slacker. But now I feel a lot better. Kind of yesterday was like the wall, I guess. My health didn't seem to get better. My testimony wasn't strengthening. I don't know, it is weird. But then our room talked about the situation and everything, and it's all cool. It's awesome. But let's see. I'm totally excited to go out into the real world today because we won't be able to have lunch here before. So we're going to go to McDonald's. It's awesome. And let's see what to tell you, man. Let's see. I was going to tell you something. Oh, we practiced the first discussion again today in Espanol. It was pretty sweet. It's so easy. The guy we practiced with another room, another teacher's class, whatever, and so the guy I got was a total idiot.
I tell her Elder Moss has you.
What? Elder Moss has you?
Has
me. Me and Elder Moss. Oh, I gotta tell you, last night, like, I couldn't get to sleep at all. So what happens? I'm like hacking up my lung outside, and in the hallway, and like I stop and go get a drink out in the hallway, you know, from the drink fountain. I come back in to hop into bed, and who's in my bed? Elder Moss is in my bed. Freak the HUD crap, smacky out straight of me. So he like freaked the crud out of me. He's gay, but just doesn't dare admit it. You like that catch? Nice throw too, huh? Anyway, I'm leaving. I gotta play a game. Alright, I'm back. It's about like 4 hours later or something. Let's see. Lots has happened, actually. I got to go into the real world. Isn't that crazy? excuse me. Yeah, I went in for my checkup for my wisdom teeth or whatever, and everything's cool. Like, no problem whatsoever. And then, we were already missing class. We're like, hey, let's go to McDonald's. We walked out, so we went to McDonald's. It was awesome. And I got some real food. It's so good. But see, here's the cool thing, okay? We go into McDonald's. Excuse me. And instantly, as soon as we walk in, there's like six people flock straight to us. Hey, how you doing? I was blah, 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 you know? Just totally being nice and everything. And there's this one guy that, like, that comes over. Whips out his checkbook and goes, I'm buying you guys lunch at home. And we're like, no, we can't do that, man, you know, because we already felt bad because we're kind of breaking the rule anyway. And we're like, no, you can't buy us lunch. And, and he was like, you have no choice, I'm buying it. And so finally, you know, we're totally trying not to have him buy it, but he finally gave in. And so he bought us lunch. You know, and then like the guy at the counter, he's all, "You guys are missionaries. I'm gonna give you half price." So, the guy who bought us lunch like got half price off. You know, and then like after we decided we'd bring back some food for our roommates, Elder Holiday and Elder Moss, and we're like, okay. So we went to the counter, you know, after we were done eating and everything, and we thanked the guy and everything. And after we were all, you know, we went, man, being sick sucks. Anyway, we went back to the counter to get some more food for Holiday and Moss, and the guy gave us half price off on that, you know, and we got the money from Holiday and Moss beforehand, so it was just cool, like, you know, everybody's totally treated us nice. And then, we went we went walking around the block, found a phone, and Heather Godfrey called his wife, or his girlfriend, and that's probably bad, but you know, I was really tempted to call you, but anyway, so he called Amy, and while they're talking on the phone for like 2 minutes, some guy comes up, shakes my hand, and in his hand is a $5 bill. And I'm like, man, I can't accept this, you know. And he's like, go buy yourself some lunch. Oh man, no! I just got lunch paid for already. It was crazy. So this guy ended up giving me $5. You know, it was so weird. Everybody on the street is like, totally waves to you, you know, and everything. And we're so pumped. We're like, yeah, I totally want to leave, like, to Puerto Rico now, just to leave today. I was so pumped. It's awesome. But all right, sorry, I'm back. Let's see. What else to tell you? Oh, and now I'm just trying to figure out, like, our class is kind of doing something, you know, secret gifts to another person in the class. And I picked I didn't pick him, but, you know, we picked names out of a hat or whatever. And I got Elder Kennedy. And it's just, let me explain this to you. So you can understand. This guy is like my arch enemy. I don't hate him. He doesn't hate me or anything, but we sure don't like each other. Simply because he says a whole bunch of crappy idiot things. I'll give you an example. Okay, we were in a little discussion, myself, Holiday, and Kennedy one time, and about the resurrection, and we were supposed to ask each other questions, and so I asked him the question, you know, how does it make you feel to know that your family and your friends will have, you know, will be resurrected? And he starts telling this story about how one of his friends blew his head off, and he goes into the motions of how, like, his brains basically splattered all over the wall. I couldn't believe it. It, like, totally drew the spirit away, you know, and after that I had the most just evil desire to kill the guy. I don't know. Man, I hate being sick. But I drew his name for this Christmas thing, and I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. You know, it's really hard for me because I don't like the guy at all. We went to the bookstore today, and I was going to get you a card, like a Christmas card. But they're all so lame. None of them say what I want to say, really, you know. I, like, have to write it, and that's too much. That's just too much work to have to write. I guess none of them say, hey, slacker, what are you doing at Merry Christmas? You know, that's basically what I wanted to say anyway. So none of them said that, so I didn't get any of them. Let's see. Got a Spanish Jesus the Christ, but I can't find a good Portuguese. There's, like, the paperback Portuguese Jesus the Christ, but I still can't find a nice copy of a hardback, you know. So I'll have to wait on that to give to your sister. Let's see. I was going to sing on it, but my voice is, I don't know if you can tell on here, it's really kind of gone out. I'll wait to sing. I don't know why I want to sing on it anyway. How's Matt doing? Or do you hear anymore? You gotta tell me, like, how everybody's doing. How Rob's doing. How Matt's doing. I never hear anything from these idiots. They're like total boneheads. They never write. I've written Rob once. Haven't written Matt. I may do that. You can tell him if you see him. You can tell him hi for me, okay? Let's see. What to tell you? Man, I'm almost halfway done with this tape. That's good news. I gotta pause for a minute. Okay. I just tried singing over this thing, but my voice is, like, gone, and I don't have, like, that great of a voice anyway, so it sounded terrible. I, like, recorded it and played it back to sing, so I think I'll record over that now. I promise, like, when my voice is better, I'll, like, sing something, I guess, maybe. Depends on how I feel then. I just sound disgusting now. man. Oh, last night, I probably told you this already. Last night, like, I had trouble sleeping, and so I was hacking up lungs, and so I came out in the hall. I think I did. And, like, I think I told you already. I came, like, out in the hall to get a drink and went back, and Elder Moss was in my bed. It was crazy. Like, totally freaked me out. He just started busting up. He couldn't go to sleep today at all. Or couldn't go to sleep last night at all, so he had to miss class this morning. And, that ought to, like... Man, I hate that.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know what I was saying, so I will talk to you later. Well, it's now the Sunday before Christmas. That's kind of weird. It's the 22nd. It's about 8 o'clock in the morning. Just got out of a meeting in like an hour and a half until priesthood, so I thought I'd maybe do a little on this tape. Things have been going pretty good. Actually, I probably told you this already. Kind of felt like I hit a wall a few days ago, and everything just seemed to stop. Like, my testimony wasn't going any further. You know, wasn't progressing. My language, it wasn't doing anything. My health wasn't improving, and so I was getting really discouraged. Probably probably about Wednesday was the worst. And, you know, just the 4-week mark, I was getting really discouraged. So I had a talk with Elder Godfrey in my room, and felt better after that. I think my problem was just, we talked about just focus. You know, a lot of my focus has been on home instead of, like, on the Savior where it should be. And, actually, a lot of focus has been on Brazil instead of on the Savior. So, I don't know, just the past couple of days have been a lot better. Been more focused and everything, let's see. This Tuesday we get another Richard Arscott. Richard Arscott's coming to speak to us on Christmas Eve. That's cool. He came and spoke to us probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, I think. And it was a really cool experience. And this time, I'll actually look. Before, I was just in the overflow and watching him on the TV. This time, I'll actually be in the building. I'll probably be in the choir. If my voice gets a little better, I'm still kind of sick. Let's see. What to tell you? I was telling you about, like, my focus or something. With my health being bad, you know, I, like, hack up things and that. I'm totally coughing all over. And so I can't go to sleep until about 3 every night. So my mind, like, totally wanders everywhere. Hey, Lee. Hey, Dilly. How you doing? So my mind totally wanders, and it always wanders to the same place, stinking Brazil. And I don't know, I feel like you should be, like, on the Savior. So last night I prayed, and then I totally made, like, a real attempt to, hey, folks, yeah. So last night I just, like, made an attempt to, just, like, remain focused or whatever on where I should be, and didn't get to sleep until 3 anyway, but it was better night's sleep. Let's see. Oh, it was weird this morning. We had an elder in our class, Elder Fox. He just took off for Chile this morning, and so we went and said see it to him. It was weird seeing him out by the bus with his bags all packed already, and I don't know, a weird feeling. I can't wait for that feeling. It's gonna be a weird day. Let's see. That's probably all I have, man. Something interesting has gotta happen here. I don't know. See. Alright, everyone, back in. Not much has happened. It's now 2 days before Christmas. Craziness. Not a whole lot's happening. Last night was pretty cool. We had a devotional, where we watched the First Presidency Christmas devotional. It was awesome. That's so good. And then tomorrow I'm totally excited. Everybody's kind of saying that the First Presidency's coming. No one tells us for sure, but the choir director kind of hinted at it. So I'm totally excited for it. Which means I'm going to have to, like, go 3 hours early to get a seat. But that's cool. I don't care. I'm going to try to, like, sit in the front row if I can. And then tomorrow's my pee day. So I get to sleep in until 6. It's going to be great. Last night sucked so bad. I could not fall asleep at all. I even took a lore tab and it wouldn't help. I think I got to sleep at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. Even on a lore tab, it was totally crazy. Let's see. Still haven't heard from your sister. You'll probably get the letter from her, and then I send it up to me. But let's see. Last time I heard from her was the 9th. It's now the 23rd. Ay caray. Tell her to get a butt in gear. Write me a letter. Let's see. I keep looking at the tape to find out how much more I have. I've got tons. Crap. I don't want to. I don't want to talk that long. Let's see. I hope you like the Jingle Cats I sent you. The kid that I got it from, the elder that I got it from, took off to Argentina, or Chile, one of the two, yesterday morning. So, well, that was an experience, let me tell you. Wow, I probably already did, so I won't. Let's see. Oh, do you guys get to talk to a Tammy this Christmas? If you do, man, well, you won't get this until after Christmas, but hopefully you tape record something for me from her. That'd be awesome. If you don't, I understand. Let's see. What to tell you? Just went, got back from playing volleyball. It's awfully fun. We got some talent now, so we'll have a dang good time. Before, it's just like everyone sucks so badly. I wish I could have my volleyball up here because volleyball sucked too. But it's all cool. Hopefully I get my travel plans like next week. That's what I'm hoping. Probably won't happen. Probably will happen like the first week in January. But I'm hoping it's next week. That way it's like something specific, you know. Like I can set a date for like that I can leave out of this place. Get out in the field. I'm probably going to write, let's see, tomorrow's my PD, so I'll write you then. And all right, I want you to like, and I'll send this with it. I want you to like save the letter that I write. That's like the only letter that I want you to save, really, just because I kind of want to see what I'd say. You know what I like when I get back, what I wrote on Christmas Eve in the MTC. You know, because it's gonna be a weird experience. I can already tell. You know, because I don't know how to explain it. Let's see. It'll just be, you know, something cool to look back to. And so I'll send the tape and I'll send the letter. Also, I'll send a letter maybe to, like, let's see. I sent the Pope's one yesterday. Maybe I might send a letter to Damon with it so you can, like, because I don't know his address, and you can just send it off to him. But, I don't know. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. I'm still waiting for you to send me a letter here. I'm getting kind of ticked off. Like, I got one from my brother Aaron. That was cool, but I'd rather have one from you and from a... hey, guys.
What's up?
How's it going? I'd rather go on and, like, have a letter from you and from Tammy. And then I wrote one to Rob and sent that off yesterday. And I told him to call you. But, yeah. Is everybody else? Have they woken up yet? Wake them up. Alright, see ya. Please talk some more about it. Read the label.
Black Tobler chocolate orange. Dark.
I'll find you, jerk. Oh, where is it now? I can't even find it now. I'll whack and unwrap.
Yes. Said, never, no hurry.
All right. He said no. These guys are idiots. Okay. We're having a conversation. They say that, like, it's, when you're set apart as a missionary, you can still go and, you know, go to your girlfriend's house and everything else and blah, blah, blah. All this crap. Yeah, you did. You know that's what you're...
I got nothing to say about that.
No, not about that. Just talk to her.
Ames will probably clue you into what we were talking about.
No, just talk to her.
I have no
idea.
We're
not going off on that.
Who's April, though?
April's Tammy's sister.
April's Tammy's sister. Tammy is your girlfriend.
Yes, the wife.
In Brazil. And you're in St. George?
Yeah.
She's in St. George right now. Well, I hope it's nice and warm in St. George right now because it's freezing here. I'm from Los Angeles, and this is...
Hey, these are some Mongolian weirdos. It was so cool. It was the craziest old language you'll ever hear. It was like a Mongolian. I don't know. I don't know what the... What were they singing? Oh, it was singing their national anthem. So anyway, it was so cool. You'll like it. It's like this total Hindu... I don't know what the hut it was, but it was awesome. Here it goes. Okay. This is like the last half of them doing Away in a Manger or something like that. And our Christmas devotional tonight is pretty sweet. All the Osmonds are there. It was awesome. I'm sorry. Hang on. All right, Moss is just complaining because I'm too loud. So he's a wuss. But we just got done with our Christmas devotional, and it was so awesome. All the Osmonds were there. I told that. Said that already. Because Donny Osmond made a sweet appearance. So I sent you a tape of like part of that. But I want it back. Just record like something on this side of the tape and send me the same tape back, okay? Because it was so awesome. The very first one is a couple Mongolians doing their little thing in Mongolia, in Mongolian or something. It was so sweet. That was like the best part. And let's see. The Osmond's boys or something like that got up and did their little spiel, did like "I Believe in Christ" or something, and then Marie Osmond came in and did her little spiel, and Holiday almost like she went down around like in the crowd, and Holiday almost took off like her ring, you know, shaking her hand. It was sweet, and then like Donny Osmond came, and that was like the highlight. That was like the highlight of my life. Oh, it was so sweet. Like I'm a total fan of Donny Osmond now. And he sang, and they sang "O Holy Night." I'll try to get it from Moss. He recorded it. My tape recorder went on the fritz for a little bit, so I couldn't get it. I was so mad. It was so good too. Marie Osmond sang it with the Osmond boys. And let's see. After the devotional, I got to tell you how big of a fan I am of sauna. I am such a sauna fan. We just had a big sauna in our showers. All you do is put a sheet over the front of the showers, you know, and then turn on all the showers so it gets totally hot in there, and then there's a whole bunch of naked guys just sitting in a sauna. It was awesome. You know, there's like two of us with shorts on. I'm like, I'm not going in there naked, although I did walk back to my room naked. That was awfully fun. You got to do that, you know, every once in a while. You got to just get naked. It's awesome. I don't know how girls are, but I think all guys have a need to just get naked every once in a while. Let's see. And so now it's about midnight, and I'm out in the hall, just chatting away. But let's see. I wanted to send you a letter, but this is a lot easier, and I think I don't know if I can tell you my feelings about Christmas as well on the tape, but as I could in a letter. But my teacher, you know, challenged us to write to people, you know, on Christmas Eve and have them save stuff. But don't send me the tape back. Just save it, okay? Don't send this tape back. Just save it. Don't record over it, because this is your Christmas Eve letter from me. And mainly it's just he gave us challenge to write home and to write, you know, to our best friends and just bear our testimonies about Christmas and about Christ and everything. So this is it. Let's see. Before I do that's, man, I got a lot of tape left. So before I do that, I'll do that last, okay? I'll just tell you about my day. But first, I think I will go and take a HUD, if that's okay with you. I'll be back. This is Brother Moss. He's going to explain some of his... Oh, by the way, my HUD went really good. Oh, HUD is crap. I got HUD from Elder Moss, and he got me hooked on it bad. I use it for everything. So anyway, here's him. He's going to explain some of his more intimate feelings towards me.
Hey, April? Hey, April. This is Elder Moss. And, yeah, we've got some lame... Have you talked about them?
Yeah.
No, just the pretty boy and Miss Georgia and some people. Just lame people across the hall. Anyways, the first time I saw Elder Ames, I was really hoping he'd be my companion, because I know you hang out with him all the time, He's the only person I felt close enough to show my my tumor. But
I didn't realize. Can we show
your sack? Shh. He's got a lot of hairy gum in his pocket. But I was hoping he'd be my companion, because I know you spend so much time together when you're companions, but we do room together, and yeah, we've been able to authorize a lot of splits. We say we're going to El Gimnasio, which is the gymnasium. Don't know what that is in Portuguese.
That's not, no, April is Tammy's.
Oh, April's Tammy's sister. Okay.
So you don't have to speak Portuguese. That doesn't, too.
This doesn't change the fact that I don't know how to say Gimnasio in Portuguese. Anyway, okay, why you say, that's cool, whatever. I guess I'm kind of good friends with my sisters, or my girlfriend's sister. But, okay, here we go. But we authorize a lot of splits to go to the gym, and basically just head for another Florida shower. And we cut each other's hair, which everyone knows about.
Which hair?
Gosh, is that how you are with her?
Yeah, totally.
This is a friggin' empty seat.
She'll understand. I sent her my wisdom teeth for crying out loud.
You sent your girlfriend's sister?
Yeah, she loved it. You're naked.
Oh my gosh!
Don't do it all.
Gosh. We saw it.
You thought.
Oh, I thought you were trying to do the Castellanos. You thought. Yeah. Anyways, look. He's got a tumor. Okay, anyways, we'll just wrap it up. I know he's trying to take care of him. I love him, and I don't know. The tattoo is probably kind of a big step, but I've got a good feeling about this one. Figure that out. Bye-bye.
Where the hugs? Oh, there we go. All right. This is Marie Osmond, and she's doing A Holy Night. It's sweet. You like it. It is awesome. Anyway, here it is. It's now about 1 o'clock in the morning. I figure I better hurry up and finish this tape off. Before it's morning, that guy is really ugly. Alfred Moss is just really ugly. But let's see, I've been goofing around for like the last 2 hours. And let's see, oh, I told you about my sauna. That was so sweet. But we got in trouble for it, not too much, so. Not enough that we won't do it again. We'll totally do it again every Monday night, like right before my P-Day. It's going to be great. My sleep schedule's totally off. This is probably like the reason why, because I stay up till 1 o'clock making tapes for people. I hope you're happy. No. Let's see. It's now Christmas. That's weird. Usually I'm up anyway at like 1 o'clock on Christmas. But Christmas is awesome. I don't know if I ever thanked you for the packages. I mean, that was so cool. That was awesome, man. Thank you so much. Tell everybody thanks if anyone helped you. But that was so awesome. It was like totally lifted my spirits. I was getting a little down. I told you like that last week I like kind of hit the wall or whatever. I think I'm over it basically, because like the last few days have been totally spiritual. It's kind of weird hang on, I gotta make sure this thing works. Okay, it works. It's kind of weird that our devotional, I was really expecting, to tell you the truth, I was expecting the prophet, like the first presidency, to come tonight. Because in choir, the director of the choir said, no one told us what was, who was coming. And the choir director said, oh, you've got a real treat coming, on Tuesday night. And so, and that just like stoked me up. And I thought for sure the first presidency was coming. I'm like, yeah. And then to like have the Osmonds coming is just a weird thing. The whole thing was just so weird. You expect like this total spiritual rush, and like it didn't turn out that way. It was good, but it wasn't one of those total spiritual make me ball things. Now the spirit was there, especially when Marie Osmond sang "O Holy Night." That song always gets to me. It's like my favorite song. If I didn't tell you, excuse me. I was actually gonna tell you to get me the words to "O Holy Night," but I'll just like write them down now that I've heard it. But I was expecting a total spiritual rush. I wanted one. It was just kind of weird to go to a devotional that it was totally designed like. It was cool because I guess there's people in here that are like missionaries in here that totally miss family and everything, And it was just kind of to like bring their spirits up or whatever. But I would have rather just had a total spiritual rush. This was good. Don't get me wrong. It was really good. But it wasn't what I expected. But hey, got a free tie out of it. They gave everyone in the MTC a tie. That's so cool. Donnie Osmond came. I guess today was his only day off. Even tomorrow, plays Joseph in Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat or whatever, And today was his only day off, and he flew in here. It was cool. I enjoyed it. and let's see. Oh, Santa Claus was a freak. Man, he was all over the place. let's see. Oh, like one of the coolest things was the Mongolians. I already played that for you, I think, on the other side, but that was awesome. I keep looking at the tape again, find out how much I have left. I have a ton. Oh, man. What can I tell you now? How are things going down there? I man, this kid's so, such a freak. I'm kind of like in the hallway, and he keeps looking in here. What a freak. But on the other side, when right before the Mongolians, me and Elder Lee are like almost in an argument or whatever. I'll explain that. He said I would. What it was, like, we started talking, and he, like, I didn't watch any TV or listen to any music or anything after I was set apart as a missionary. He was just, you know, set apart as a missionary, went home, watched a couple football games, listened to music on the way up here, you know, and everything. And I was like, man, it's so crazy, you know, and hung out with his girlfriend and everything, didn't have a companion or anything. I was like, man, when you're set apart as a missionary, you're set apart as a missionary. You're a missionary, you know. You follow mission rules. And we didn't get it wasn't an argument. It was just like, I just ripped him apart for it, and he ripped me back, and it was fun. The sauna didn't do good enough tonight. It was supposed to make me dead tired, so I'd want to go to sleep, but I don't want to go to sleep till like 4 or 5. Let's see. What to tell you? I better start giving my testimony. And if I've got time extra, maybe I'll sing, but probably not. Christmas is really special to me. Christmas Eve is more special than Christmas. I'm kind of disappointed today because I did want a spiritual rush. I wanted to, like, everyone says, you know, Christmas in the MTC will be like the biggest thing of your life. You know, it's been awesome, but it hasn't quite lived up to my expectations. That's probably my fault. That kid is a freak. He's licking the glass. That's so ugly. But, Christmas, you know, is really special to me. Christmas Eve, with my family and I always, we sit down and read Luke chapter 2. And while we're reading it, my dad reads it. And we invite my grandparents over and everything. And while my dad reads it, we dress up as shepherds and as wise men and everything. It was kind of cool in the devotional. They did the exact same thing. They had all these little kids dressed up as Mary and Joseph and wise men and shepherds and angels and everything. It was really cool. You know, it reminded me of home a lot. But every year we do this, I'm always like either stuck as a wise man or a shepherd. You know, not Joseph. My little sister's just always stuck as Mary, you know. It's like a cool thing. I'm going to like pass that tradition on to my kids, I think. Just because I love it. One thing that got me in class was the other day in class, actually just yesterday, having this testimony meeting, and it was really spiritual, and it's like, you know, I started thinking, in the first discussion, excuse me, in the first discussion, they talk about, you know, God, and they talk about the whole human race being brothers and sisters. I was like, I always kind of took that for granted, because, you know, brother and sisters, yeah, nice concept, whatever. I just really took it for granted. I always knew it was true, but I just didn't think about it hard enough. But like it hit me in that, you know, that we're all brothers and sisters, and just thinking about Christmas and, you know, like about being at home or whatever, you know. I think every missionary does it, like, what would I be doing at home right now? But most of the time the answer is sleep. If I were home, I'd be sleeping. Anyway. But I was thinking about, you know, what would I be doing at home? I'd be with my family. And then the thought really kind of hit me, you know, pretty strongly that, man, I'm with my family here. Like, these guys here are, like, my total best friends, Elder Moss and Elder Holiday and Godfrey are, like,
you know, man, I couldn't have better companions. You know, I couldn't have a better district or couldn't be in a better place. It's so awesome. There's like a part of All Holy Night that says, we'll like liberate the slave or whatever because the slave is our brother. It just really hit me hard. Hang on. But, no, when you listen to the tape, listen to the second verse. Because it says something about, Crash will break the chains because the slave is our brother. You know, I don't know, it just, it's awesome, you know. I know it's kind of weird to think of it, but you're my sister, you know. I'm your brother, and man, I love you guys. When I think of my family, you know, I love my family to death, you know, don't get me wrong, but I'm not that close with them. You know, I'm closer to my friends than I am with my family a lot of times. But then to think of it, you know, to think about it, I love my family to death. And I know my parents love me, and I know, you know, my family loves me, and to think about I'm not making any sense, but to think about how my Heavenly Father loves me, you know, as a son, and how Christ loved me as a brother, and I love him as a brother, and how I love all my brothers and sisters, you know, here at this time, it's just so overwhelming. In another class last Sunday, we talked about, you know, God gave us the greatest gift of all, that of his only begotten Son, as a sacrifice that we could return. And then, you know, kind of what can we give back in return? What is our gift to the Savior this Christmas? And I kind of, you know, the teacher asked us to write things down, you know. And so in my journal, I put down, you know, like my gift to the Savior this Christmas would be one of a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and a gift of obedience. And there's one other, but I forgot it. That's nice. I'm like totally losing track here. I like my train of thought. I don't know how to explain my feelings for Christmas. Really, I don't know how to explain my feelings ever. But Christmas is such an awesome time. You know, everyone seems to want to be merry, to be happy, to show their love for everyone else, and I'm not making any sense. I hate that. I might have to send you a letter too. Hang on, I'll pause until I get my thoughts straightened out. Alright, I'm just going to end with my testimony. I have a testimony of God the Father. I know He is my Father. I know that He spiritually begat me. I know He loves me. Jesus Christ is my older brother. I know that God the Father and Jesus Christ came to Joseph Smith in the first vision in a grove of trees as a 14-year-old boy. I have a testimony of Joseph Smith and the Book of Mormon. That book is so awesome. You know, I've read it 7 or 8 times before I came on my mission, but never have I gotten anything like this out of the book. I have a testimony of prayer. Prayer saved my life so many times here. I have a testimony of companions, whether they be a missionary companion or a marriage companion, I guess you could say. I have a very strong testimony of Christ. I had a daydream once. I hope I have time. I'll say it quickly. I had a daydream once here in MTC about a week ago. Just, you know, kind of thinking around, lying in bed one day. And in my dream, I was walking along. I was at home in a big mansion, and I decided to walk out in the woods, and I slipped into a pit, and in my daydream I slipped into this pit and couldn't get out, and so I yelled for my dad, and my dad heard my cries, and so I sent my older brother to pull me out of a pit, it was an amazing dream to have, you know, to see my older brother pull me out of a pit, and I know that's what Jesus Christ did for us. I know that, like, Christ pulled me out of a pit of endless despair and made it so I can return to my Father in His mansions. I know Christ lives. I know He wants the best for me, and He paid the price for my sins. I'm so glad for that. I love Christ. I love Jesus very much. I know He loves me so much. I wish I could I want to do all I can to try to pay Him back, but it seems like the more you work at paying Him back, the more He gives you. It's amazing. Let me just end by saying that I know the church is true. The gospel is such a great thing. It's one of peace and love and happiness. I felt happier than I ever have before. It's so weird, you know, you use more repentance in being a missionary than I ever did outside. I ask God for more forgiveness of little dumb things than I ever did outside. Everything that I do now, anything wrong, offends me. I know it offends God. April. I've been kind of down. I'm sorry about that. Life is hard. Just to let you know, though, it's hard on, like, both sides here. It's been a real trying time. I love you, Mary, very much. I love your family very much. I love your sister to death. Sorry, I love her more. No, I love your sister to death. I love my family very much. I want you to have a Merry Christmas. You'll get this probably New Year's, but I want you to have a Merry Christmas. Make sure that you remember what Christmas is about. This has been one of the most memorable Christmases I think I'll ever have, simply because my mind is where it should be, or at least for the most part. Christmas is a wonderful time. Alright, looking at the tape, it's about gone. So, just know, I love you very much. And that your sister better write me, because it's been 2 weeks now. So, and if you ever get a chance, I'll tell your sister I love her very much. And that I know the church is true. I know God loves us. Christ loves us. We just need to love Christ. Have a Merry Christmas. And make sure you have a Happy New Year, too. Don't do anything that, you know, Elder Moss would do. No, Elder Moss is a great guy. See you later. I'll give you another tape. Save this tape, please. Please don't record over this. Never. Okay? Don't record over this. Thanks. Goodbye. I have like 2 seconds left. Have a Merry Christmas. Have